A divided legislative committee today voted on a bill that would make extensive changes to the voter-approved marijuana law in Massachusetts. The legislation to overhaul the results of the 2016 ballot initiative on recreational marijuana was sent from the Joint Committee on Marijuana Policy to the House, with several committee members from that chamber vowing to introduce amendments when debate begins Thursday. State Senator James Welsh of West Springfield said he and several other Senate members on the committee abstained from voting on the bill.
We have to start the process and get the bill out of committee, and the House will debate it tomorrow. Hopefully they can improve on what was released from the committee today. And then I think when the bill comes over to the Senate, we'll certainly, on the Senate, have our own ideas about how to move forward.
Welsh said there are concerns that the 28% total tax rate on retail marijuana sales contained in the draft House legislation is excessive and will result in a continuing black market for marijuana after regulated retail sales begin next year. The voter-approved law set the tax rate at 12%, but critics say that won't bring in enough revenue to cover the cost of government regulation and local public health and safety expenses. There are also objections to a provision in the legislation that would allow local elected officials, rather than local voters, to prohibit marijuana businesses or limit the number of retail stores in a municipality. With many differences clearly still remaining on Beacon Hill over how to respond to last November's vote to legalize marijuana, Welsh said the goal is to get a final bill to Governor Charlie Baker's desk by July 1st.
We understand that we're under a very heavy time crunch, but that doesn't mean we don't want to do the legislation correctly and make sure that we do it in a way that's keeping in mind and taking into consideration all public health, all public safety issues, but at the same time, respectful of the voters and their will.
Possession of an ounce of marijuana is now legal in Massachusetts, and up to a dozen plants can be grown in a household. But retail sales won't be allowed until July 2018 to give the state time to set up regulations and a bureaucracy to oversee the industry. Marijuana legalization advocates were furious over some of the proposed changes to the law outlined in the draft bill circulated a day before Wednesday's scheduled committee meeting. Dick Evans, a Northampton attorney who chaired the political committee that backed the successful referendum campaign to legalize marijuana, believes many of the sweeping changes contained in the initial House bill won't come to pass.
I think they've sent something up the flagpole, and we're waiting to see who salutes it. A trial balloon.
Jeff Beckwith, executive director of the Massachusetts Municipal Association, said the marijuana law is flawed and the legislature must fix it.
And the legislature really must make changes in order to make sure that the new law can actually go forward and be implemented in a way that not only protects the municipal and the state interest, but also allows for the responsible build-out of the commercial marijuana industry.
1.8 million people voted in favor of legalizing marijuana in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.